The first reading is from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, but do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The second reading is from Psalms chapter 139, verses 1 through 12. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me and the light become night be around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. The gospel. Please rise. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And the Father and I are one. Here ends the reading. You may be seated.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name once again, Lord, to hear from you, to learn from you, to connect with you and to connect with others. Be present in our worship this morning, Lord, and may these words speak to us, speak to our very spirits, Lord, and change us from the inside out that we may go out and represent you to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning we start out hearing about Joshua. Joshua is a great military commander. He was selected by God, basically, through Moses to lead. Now, you think about military commanders. If you're going to be a general, and he was in charge of many, many thousands of men, you have to work your way up through the ranks. To be an officer, you would first have to undergo training today, and you have to go through college and get a degree there, and then you go through OCS, Officer Candidate School, where they will teach you skills of leadership. They will teach you how to react to different situations, how to plan. The logistics are very important. Anytime you go into battle, you have to have a plan. How to direct people, how to motivate them. All these things are taught for years before someone even becomes a second lieutenant. And then they go out there and actually get charge of a small platoon. Okay, so they got 30 people under their command. Proving themselves for a few years, they work up to a first lieutenant where you're going to assist in leading a company. Now we got about 100 people, but you're like the vice president of that company. Proving themselves again for years and gaining experience in the meantime, working up to a captain, where now you have control of a company. And then moving up to a major, where you're the battalion command, and then lieutenant colonel, and then a colonel, and then finally a general, but only a brigadier general, one star, okay? Again, all the experience and all the training and all the education they have to go through. Think that was the case with Joshua? No, He had another source. He had God Almighty himself leading him and communicating and talking to him. And that is better than all the training, all the education, anything else that you can get. If God is with you, who can stand against you, right? And he proved that over and over again. God was faithful to him. God makes promises, and God stands by his promises. He will not depart. And we can take faith in that as well, right? Every one of us comes up against situations for which we are not prepared, just as Joshua was not fully prepared. But God is faithful, and he will get you through those situations. When we read the words in Joshua this morning, starts out, be strong and very courageous. Okay. Well, if you backtrack slightly, you go back a couple verses, it says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Three times in the introduction to Joshua here, the words be strong and courageous. Is that what Joshua needed to hear? Probably. Again, maybe ill-prepared for this. He had already achieved some fame, you know, and was seen as a good leader. He had that potential. They tapped him. Say, you're going to be it. Indeed, Moses had. If we go back in Deuteronomy to where Moses selected Joshua. I'm going to turn back here. It's chapter 27, as I recall. I wrote it down here. All right. So where God chooses Moses, we'll get there. 31:7 is where I was. Okay, there we go. Okay, so chapter 31, Joshua to succeed Moses. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, so this in front of everybody, be strong and courageous. Again, okay? So back in Deuteronomy, those same words, that same phrase, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors. Again, the Lord had promised to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. So not only is he going to go in there, but he's also going to be dividing it among them. All righty. So now we're not just talking a military leader, now we're talking a political figure as well. That's the job I don't want. You know that people are not going to be happy with the way you divide the land. They're going to be, oh, what about this? Oh, they're getting more than we are. It's like leading little kids, right? They're getting more than I am. He started it. Okay. And he has to put out those brush fires. Now, Moses had to do that all the time, too. And he was getting overwhelmed with it, right? That's why God told him to appoint people, to appoint judges over him, that they could handle these things, that he could devote his time and attention to the things that were on the higher level. So being able to delegate and having those under him, I would imagine Joshua had that skill as well, or at least learned it the hard way. Okay. Sometimes, you know, learning by doing is the best way. I mean, even in school, I can teach all the chemistry and physics I want, but it's when you get the hands-on. That's why I love shop class so much, the hands-on. There you get a learning that you can't get from books, right? That's why we have schools that teach people hands-on how to repair things, how to weld, everything like that, because book learning can only go so far. It's that hands-on part. All right, Joshua again, he had some training. But here he's getting the baptism by fire. He's learning on the job and learning as he goes. All right, so he was handpicked then to lead. And he was assured by God that he would be with him and he would not leave him. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. And do not turn it from the right or to the left, that you may be successful. So by leading in God's way, by following God's words, then he would be successful. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Again, that's how we should be living our lives, right? With this book as our guide, the principles in here, the morals and the ethics, and the way to handle every situation that comes up, it's here if we research it. God has given us a manual for handling these things. So we're not just totally out there, like Joshua was, although he had some training. God has given us instructions on how to handle these things that come up. And again, to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And the last part of it, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. To me, that's the ultimate reassurance. Amen. All right. That no matter what comes up, you're going to be in situations that you're not prepared for, that you've never seen before. But be strong and courageous, right? Stand for what's right. Stand up for what you believe in, especially in this world today, right? We see people, societies, cultures, and the population many times going down other paths that depart from what God has set forth. And we need to stand for what's right. We need to stand up for what we believe in. And we need to encourage others to be strong and courageous. Now, for those that are going down that other path, let's be praying for them. Let's be working with them, right? Let's not be putting them down or things like that or driving them further away. We got to treat everybody with love and respect and pray for them. And hopefully God, the Holy Spirit, will come into their hearts. And that's where the change is effected, right? We can talk all we want, but is that going to change people all the time? It's not. It's when God gets into them and enters into them. And that's what we have to pray for. That people would be changed. Each one of us has experienced that, and we continue to experience that. God within us, guiding us, leading us, and never departing from us. Again, we can be confident, we can be strong, and we can be courageous because he is with us and will not fail us. This was repeated in the psalm as well this morning. We hear similar things here in Psalm 139. In verse 5, let's see, here we go, small print on this one. You hem me in behind and before me, and you lay your hand upon me. You lay your hand upon me. Now, this is not a hand that's got come down on you. This is a reassuring hand, right? A reassuring hand. You can feel that presence on your shoulder. And that hand then can steer and can guide you, but it can also give you comfort. And it can make you strong and courageous as well. So that we can go out and accomplish things. And then that he is always with us. In verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Again, meant to be reassuring, even though sometimes maybe we'd like to do things when God's not looking. But guess what? He is. And that we cannot flee from his presence. Again, sometimes maybe the guilt and the shame, we just want to get away from him. No. He's giving and he is forgiving, no matter what. No matter what you've done, how prodigal you've gone, right? He is there. He is willing to take you back and to love you no matter what. No questions asked. Wow. That's not human, is it? That's our God. Always willing. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. And this is also the highs and the lows in our life, right? Talking about the heavens, that's like the highs in our life. When things are going great, he's right there with you. He's right there smiling and celebrating along with you. And then the deepest, darkest depths when we're going through those times, he's right there with you as well. Many of you have been through things. Now you wonder, how am I going to make it through this? And I can't do this alone. Now, he does give us brothers and sisters in Christ to come alongside us and to help us through that, but that's God's presence through them as well, right? That we are to be there with each other and for each other, and I encourage you to do that. If you know someone that's going through that hard time, definitely reach out. Spend that time with them. And also when they're celebrating, hey, celebrate with them. We are meant for a community in that way. So, yeah, he's with you, smiling in the hard times and encouraging, or smiling in the good times with you, but encouraging and being there for you and with you in the hard times as well. Again, he'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll be there with you through it, no matter what. And what God has promised, he follows through on. Amen, indeed. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Again, the reassurance of our God, who he is, and that he's always there for us. So this theme is, in all three readings this morning, we're hearing this, that he's going to be there with you no matter what. And even though sometimes you go into those dark places where you maybe don't feel his presence as much as you would like, but he has told you to be strong and courageous in that, that he'll be with you no matter what. I remember when my middle son Joshua left for basic training. Joshua again, okay. All right, God. Yeah, that ties in. My mother, you know, in her 80s, had written a letter to Joshua, and she'd put that verse in there, be strong and courageous. That was what he was going to have to do through basic training down in Fort Benning. I suppose those of you that have been there can remember that. I can as well. That, yeah, be strong and courageous, and he will get you through things for which you're not prepared. Pretty neat. That's our God. All right. Turning to John 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. Do we always? We hear God telling us what we need to be doing, what we should be doing. But those of you that have worked with sheep know that they can be a little on the stubborn side at times. All right? Yeah. That they want to go their own way. And if one takes off, the rest will follow many times. Okay? I'm sure Joshua dealt with that as well. That the people being a little stubborn and rebellious at times, but he had to guide them back and somehow hold them together. And Jesus here then saying, my sheep listen to my voice. And when we do listen to it, got to admit things go a little bit better. Again, we want to do things our own way. We're human. I know them. Reassurance once again. This is just full of reassurance, isn't it? I know them. He knows you on a level that you don't even know yourself, right? God knows us that well. Again, comfort in that, huh? And they follow me. Again, when we do, things go well. And when we're not following him, again, as an individual and as a nation or as the Church of Christ, we need to repent and return to the Lord our God. For he's gracious and merciful, right? Slow to anger, but abounding in steadfast love. So he's going to take us back, all right? I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The great promise there. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Again, just chock full of reassurance. That's what I keep on getting as I read through this, is just reassurance. No one will snatch you out of his hand. Yeah. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. I almost want to underline all these things in my Bible. But remember, in the times when things are tough, that he knows you. No one can snatch you out of his hand. Now, can we willingly stray? Yeah, but no one's going to come in and be able to do that. But we have free will. We have some choice. And we do stray at times. But then again, we can return. We can repent. We can confess. And he is there to forgive each and every time. You cannot forgive God. You can't. So these words of reassurance, take them with you and share them with others, okay? When you see others who are struggling especially and they need to hear this, maybe some people aren't really familiar with this message. It is our job, a big part of our job is to carry this, right? To go therefore unto all nations, right? Proclaiming, not just saying, but proclaiming. To proclaim, a proclamation has authority behind it, right? There's authority and there's power behind it. And God has given us that power to proclaim his word. Now, to proclaim it boldly, right? Strong and courageous. But also in a quiet and reassuring manner. Again, especially when people are struggling, to be reassuring, to come alongside, to let them know that there's a God out there who cares and who will never abandon them, no matter what, who is always there for them. Sometimes, you know, the fear seems real. And it seems like we can't overcome the fear, but we can get through it with God's help. So remind people of that. That there is a God who cares. Maybe they're not familiar with him. Maybe they've never really met God. And there you have an opportunity. An opportunity to be there with them, to demonstrate what it's like to be a Christian. And to pray that the Spirit would somehow get entry into their heart, that they can change, that they too can have the comfort, that they can have the reassurance, that they can know, and that they can be strong and courageous. Amen.